sermon notes or action points. My spiritual father taught us a lesson I will never forget. He was exposing us to the way he takes notes in church. He would divide his notebook into two: what the sermon says and what his action points will be. That way, he has more than sermon notes. He has action points. This is Destiny Capsules Devotional with Demola Awuyele. Friend, do you just have sermon notes or action points? The proof that you have attended church or met with God is the testimony of a changed life. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18. But your life will not change unless you are a doer of the things that you are taught. James 1 22. It is self-deception to only make a habit of hearing messages and piling up notes while doing nothing about what you learn. The reason it seems a lot of people go to church and there is no commensurate change in their lives is because of lack of obedience to the word. Listen, obedience to God's word is work, and it works. James 1:25. You should take responsibility under God to work the word of God. It is the word of God that you work that will eventually work in your life. 2 Timothy 2 verse 15. Thank God for exclamations and excitement, but until you gain understanding and commit to practicing the word, your life will not significantly change. Mark chapter 4 verse 16 to 17. Thus, rather than just saying what a powerful message, balance it with I will do something about this. You cannot bamboozle God with empty shouts. Luke 11, 27 to 28. As you go to church today and get around God's word, learn this principle of working the word. Perhaps you don't need a new word or revelation today. You only need to act on what you have been hearing before. This is why it is good for pastors to repeat their sermons, because only very few church members act on the previous sermons. 2 Peter 1, 12 to 13, 2 Peter 3, verse 1. Be among the few. Go for the word, act on the word, you will succeed. Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3, Act 1 verse 1. Amen. I pray for you today that you will gain a heart of obedience to God's word, and may the word of God work in your life and produce results as you commit to doing the word, and may you fulfill your God-given destiny. This is a blessed day for you. Go and win with Jesus. You will succeed. Bye for now.